This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, oh my gods, a new book revives the lusty, petty, and juicy bits of Greek and Roman mythology through a modern retelling of the classics. And an awesome smackdown. We'll hear about a British poet's crusade to banish the word awesome from the lexicon and get a response from our very own awesomator. But we begin with a new tick on the American conversation about religion. Yes, politicos have been batting around the GOP candidate's appeal for the evangelical vote in Iowa. It'll come up again in South Carolina. But on to a much more broad-reaching discussion about the spectacle of one Tim Tebow. The Denver Broncos quarterback's out-of-nowhere fourth-quarter surges and open displays of devotion make him the target of criticism and adulation. Tebow's public prayers have inspired the verb, to Tebow, and no shortage of memes, including scads of YouTube videos of babies and toddlers Tebowing. You know you've made it when Saturday Night Live makes a parody of you. In this sketch, Christ himself pays a visit to the Broncos locker room after yet another miraculous fourth-quarter win.
First of all, you're welcome. All right? Yes, I, Jesus Christ, am indeed the reason you've won your past six football games. Okay?
I knew it!
Whoa, Tim, easy, easy. Hey, buddy.
I pray to you before every game.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, and I appreciate that. But here's something else you should do before the game, okay? Yeah, stretch. You know, get the arm warm, you know, read the playbook, all right? Do you read that?
The Holy Bible is my playbook.
Oh, okay, great. That's great. That's great. But you need to read the regular playbook, okay? Seriously, I'm doing all the work here.
The Tebow fervor got us wondering how a religious leader might feel about mixing God with football and the conversation Tebow has inspired in the culture. Jason Wells is the vicar at the Grace Episcopal Church in Concord and our favorite man to call whenever we have a question of faith. Jason, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling me again. It's always a pleasure.
All right. I hear you have a little accompaniment with you there.
I do. This is my 16-month-old daughter, Lydia, who has just said woof woof at the dog out in the street.
But you have not yet taught her to Tebow, I understand.
I have not taught her to Tebow. We have plenty of videos of her doing everything else under the sun, so I think it is only the realm of possibility that she'd be Tebowing next.
Well, I'd like to know what you think as a man of the cloth when you see an athlete praying for victory on the field or maybe even thanking God exuberantly after a touchdown.
You know, I don't mind seeing the sort of displays of faith and religiosity. And usually when I see them on the air from a sports figure, I appreciate seeing it, but I also come out with a little bit of warning to myself just to think, oh, someone's going to be upset about this now. And I'm wondering always where it is I'll be hearing about that from, if it's from somebody I know or reading it online or seeing it, you know, on TV. Yeah, I appreciate seeing those things, even though it's not necessarily my own sense of spirituality and devotion, but it always points me as to what's the response going to be from others that's going to come my way.
Well, I'd love to hear more of what you have to say about that. This is not your particular way. I mean, I know that I was taught that you don't pray for your own success. You pray for God's will. You pray for other people. And I guess this is what this conversation has raised, an idea of whether or not invoking God on the football field is a legitimate way to worship.
Sure. Kind of reading so much about Tim Tebow, the multitude of responses around his devotions, I see something once I start reflecting on it. You know, on the one hand, I say it's not my devotion, but on the other hand, I do bring the concerns of my own life in prayer. I encourage others to do the same to God, that they should never withhold any aspect of their life from God. And really, I can see that is what Tim Tebow is doing. He is taking his passion, his profession, his job, and asking God for support and thanking God when things go well. And I would presume struggling with God when things don't go well. On the one hand, it's an opportunity for me to get outside myself and realize that the devotions of another person, while at first glance they seem very different than mine, but at a deeper level, we actually have much more in common.
How about the tremendous criticism he's faced? Is that fair?
You know, one of the criticisms that I often hear leveraged against Tim Tebow, but also in NASCAR, Grammy Awards, any place where people are openly, you know, praising God for success or praying that God bless them in some way in a contest. The criticism that I hear so often is, isn't that just so insignificant? Isn't that just so petty? Shouldn't you be praying for, you know, the great concerns of the world, justice where there is none, for food for the hungry, peace in our world? Shouldn't we be praying for the big things and not the things that seem insignificant, such as a Broncos game? But, you know, for me, and I've actually preached, I did preach a sermon on this, you know, I really do believe that there is nothing so small or so insignificant that it can't be brought before God in prayer, that it can't be brought up and loved and blessed by God. I think it's a fair question to raise that you think a particular football game is too insignificant. But my fear is that I wonder what else would be too insignificant in my life to bring forward to God. By many measures, my own job and career are insignificant, and many of the concerns in my life are kind of small in a great cosmic scale. And yet, I really do believe that God is a God who loves us. There's nothing so small he would consider it worthless or insignificant and not worthy to be brought to him in an attitude of prayer.
Is it surprising to you how Tim Tebow's actions are igniting a conversation about religion?
No, it seems to be part of a larger American conversation and fixation. It's not too surprising that you know, the other great contests going on right now, the primary elections, are full of that same kind of conversation about how much faith is appropriate, how much is too much, how much is not enough, what's the right kind and the wrong kind of devotion and piety to show. So I'm not too surprised to see that conversation really flaring up once again, if it's in politics, if it's in sports, or if it's just in the changing face of American culture when we're reaching levels of diversity that we just haven't experienced before. I think it's all part of a larger conversation of trying to figure out where those lines get drawn, fairly or unfairly. Tim Tebow seems to be at the center of it, or a big part of that conversation.
What if he weren't a Christian? I mean, the fact that he is a devout evangelical Christian, what convinces so many people that God might be on his side? I mean, we wouldn't be having this conversation if he were a Muslim.
I imagine we'd be having a different conversation if he were a Muslim. As an evangelical Christian, he is expressing a religious devotion and piety which is quite strongly in the majority, which can open you up to attacks in its own way. And in many cases, Christians, and I see this in my own denomination and in other places, as soon as we get the slightest bit of criticism, we love to play persecution. The response is also very strong, which is just another piece of that conversation.
Well, Jason, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I will anyway.
Okay.
anyone in your family praying for victories on one side or the other, or do they as a practice?
No, we don't. I will say I grew up in Texas. I played in a marching band and went to every single high school football game that was played, home or away. So I'm native to football. My wife graduated from Notre Dame and before that from Texas A&M, some great football schools. But we don't make much of a big habit of praying for a sports outcome. We watch the games for the joy of watching the games. When the games get too much, we actually do change the channel if things are going that poorly. But no, we're not planning to make any prayers. As there's a common phrase around Notre Dame that Jesus doesn't care about football, but his mother sure does. So at Notre Dame, I understand there are a lot of Hail Marys that go up during their football season.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Well, thank you. I really enjoyed the time. Thanks for the call.
And thanks, Lydia.
She says woof, woof.
Jason Wells, vicar of the Grace Episcopal Church in Concord. For more on Tebow mania, including some of those videos of babies Tebowing on YouTube, you can tackle us at wordofmouthradio.org. We'd also love to know what you think. Does prayer have a place in sports? And how would the Tebow conversation be different if you practiced a different faith? You can send us a tweet at Word of Mouth or join our conversation on Facebook. Tim Tebow, of course, is facing a huge test of his faith this weekend when the Denver Broncos play the New England Patriots for the divisional championship. Coming up, an awesome smackdown, why one British poet is determined to banish one of our favorite words from the collective vocabulary. That's when Word of Mouth continues from New Hampshire Public Radio.